Well, after I finished secondary school, a friend and I decided to drive up north to a town called Yeppoon, where we could get a boat out to the small islands on the edge of the Great Barrier Reef, the huge reef that runs down the east coast of Australia. Well, it was a slow trip as we had borrowed my friend's grandfather's car, which was quite antique and could barely reach 50 miles an hour. We had a surf ski tied to the roof as we planned to camp on the smallest uninhabited island and to go snorkeling and do some fishing from the rocks. We finally arrived and took a ferry out to the island, and the plan was that they would come by to pick us up 3 days later. We had food and water for 4 or 5 days, according to our calculations. However, on the second day, the sky got very heavy and grey and the rain set in. We didn't have a radio, so we weren't really that prepared, as it turned out. Then, on the third night, a terrible storm raged. We didn't know at the time, but it was a tropical cyclone, with huge waves, tremendous winds, and all kinds of objects flying through the air. We took shelter behind a rock and stayed there till the next morning, when the boat was supposed to pick us up again. However, the boat didn't come. Night fell again. We'd run out of food and water, just had a cup of rice and managed to catch some small rays that we found in the shallows. In the end, we decided to paddle the surf ski to the next island where there was a tourist resort. We were so thirsty we made this voyage at night. When we arrived, looking like we'd been shipwrecked, people on the island explained that the boat harbour on the mainland had been destroyed by the cyclone and that the ferry couldn't get out to pick us up on the day that we had agreed. It was certainly eventful, but not the best holiday I've ever had.